gen kanpe gade, mizik la komanse.
Listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah. Pierce, would you like to introduce yourself?
I'm Avery. You may know me around campus from GA. I'm being just a general well-known figure, lawbreaker, rebel.
That's your brother, though, not you.
Law follower.
Oh.
Never been arrested. Only Tripathi boy to never be arrested.
He was close, though, because he almost got kicked off the senior cruise. Well, you did get kicked off.
That's not correct. I just wasn't let off.
Okay, never mind. Yeah.
It was all a misunderstanding.
So, yeah. So, the Bork Masters on 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio, Bork Bork. All right, you want to give the public service announcement?
Bork. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, sure. Here we go. PSA. Oh, nice. Blackout emergency preparedness. Not as exciting as I thought. PSA. The electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready-to-eat food to last 3 days?
No.
How about a week? Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergencies can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. Unless that emergency is like a flood or something, in which case...
Yeah, I don't think, yeah.
Like, I don't think fire is your biggest...
That's not your concern.
Yeah.
No. And, like, no, like, electrical fire is going to happen, and those are, like, really the bad ones. You can't do anything.
That's true.
Like, you can't put water on it.
As opposed to the good ones.
Oh. Yeah. Anyway. Also, like, you know, like, can we all, like, do we all have that luxury to prepare for any type of power outage and, like, have days of food ready? Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know, man.
Me either. Mm-hmm. I don't even have enough water if I go back to my house right now.
So true.
Gotta use a Brita. Well, you could use a Brita during a power outage, right?
Yeah.
Does the power turn? Does like the water get messed up?
Sure.
I don't know.
Will Brita turn natty into real water?
It's already pretty close to water, so I think so.
That's fair. All right. Should we get down to business?
We do have a lot of business to take care of.
Right. So right now we're gonna put on a song. So we have a little break, so I can show Pierce this photo of a dog.
Yeah. That's like what we do between the songs. It keeps us going.
Yeah.
Information. Motivation.
Dedication.
Lost dedication.
Perspiration. One too far, Pierce. All right. Let's hit it.
Song, I'll choose the first one. It is a song by Saba, who performed here recently, and it's called
Saba
Life.
Brown.
Yeah. It's a great song.
I got angels running away. I got demons hunting me. I know Pop with 25. I know Jesus 33. I tell death to keep a distance. I think he obsessed with me. I say God, that's the one. I know she would die for me. They want a barcode on my wrist to auction off the kids that don't fit the description of a utopia. Like a problem won't exist if I just don't exist. If I grew up without a single pot to piss in, pardon me for venting. Congress got the nerve to call itself religious. Rich just getting richer. We just trying to live our life. Mama mixed the vodka with the Sprite. They killed my cousin with a pocket knife. While my uncle on the phone, he was gone for more than half my life. He got out a year and then he died. I was on the road talking to my father on the phone. Left the city when I was just four. None of them would get along. Mama begging him for when it goes. I was chilling with my ass boot. Now they trying to take a side don't mean to it. That ain't never had. Yeah. Don't mean lit in the dark fight, don't mean fish. Oh, ice don't see. Ice don't see, ice don't freeze, light don't leave. I don't mean light to me.
Tell me it'll be okay, tell me happier days. Tell me that she might be, that I won't be alone. Tell him I'll be okay when he asks, how's my day?
Tell him that we the same, tell him that we the same. Yeah. I got my granddaddy's soul. I'm at war, that's on my mind. I see Walter body cold. Wish I could switch you with mine. I'm not worried about no rap. Distractions or waste of times. I still go to social functions even though I'm so anti. No, I'm no Rihanna, the court gonna throw it like Donovan down a bit. I just been modeling my whole career as a park was in studio monitor shake. And I raised the apartment to bond over profit. I made what I made and a lot it. Amount of time, the same amount of time you was watching. So stop comparing me to people, no, I am not them. A lot of people dreaming till they shit get shot. That's life, mama mixed vodka with the Sprite. Kill my cousin with a pocket knife. Found my uncle on the phone, he was gone for more than half my life. He got out a year and then he died. I was on a roll, talking to my father on the phone. Left the city when I was just born, and I didn't even get along. Mama begging him for when it goes. I was chilling with my dog in the pool, now they trying to take his life.
That was Life by Saba off his album Care For Me that came out this year. Did you see him perform?
I saw that song.
You saw that song be performed? You didn't see the other songs being performed by him?
No, not really.
Was it good?
Yeah. Oh, you weren't here.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, no, it was really good. Especially that song, because that's the only one that I saw fully. But that song was really good, and then Neon Trees was like kind of whack.
I heard Neon Trees berated the crowd.
Yeah, and then I got mad at the crowd.
I mean, it's...
That was hilarious.
It's like... if you're a crowd, I know the only reason, like, for these concerts, it's probably pretty unfortunate for the artists because the only thing bringing all the kids together isn't like, oh, we all bought tickets to see Neon Trees. Like, they just got tickets. So when they show up, they're like, we want this song and this song. And then they probably, like, they started shouting, like, everybody talks, which would, like, never happen in a normal concert.
It's probably, like, a combination of frustrating things for Neon Trees where, like, the crowd's shouting for, like, the popular songs and also, like, they haven't had a hit in, like, 10 years.
Yeah.
So, like,
it's probably a lot of pent-up anger. Those poor guys. Those poor trees.
Yeah. Fun fact, you know Neon Trees, the band is named after the, like, light-up trees that are outside of In-N-Out Burgers?
Wow.
Yeah, kind of dumb.
I hate them more now.
Anyway.
Do you think Animals, that song Animals, about, like that was inspired while they were In-N-Out, too?
Could be.
All right, well, anyway, we're not playing Neon Trees.
Yeah.
We were just playing Saba because Saba is dope.
Unless we get a specific request from someone in the Medford-Somerville area who does not go to Tufts, who wants Neon Trees. In that case, we'll consider it.
Yeah. Did you add songs to this playlist? I don't see... Oh, yeah, I do see them now. Sorry. It just says that you didn't. Well, anyway, what song would you like to play now among all the choices? We have so many songs that we can choose from. They'll probably carry over to the next show.
Yeah. I think I'll play this. You ever listen to the Gaslight Anthem?
Not really.
No.
I know. What's that song?
59 Sound.
Is that the big one?
That was their big album. That was really famous and like put them on the map. And then like they kind of broke up, I think, and they didn't like do much else after that.
Oh, okay.
That whole album was like pretty big.
Cool. Well, so, play the Gaslight Anthem then.
All right.
Or is it just Gaslight Anthem?
The Gaslight Anthem.
Good.
Here we go.
Young boys, young girls, young ain't supposed to die on a Saturday night.
Are they British? No. They kind of seem like a British, like, Brit pop band. I don't know. Avery's eating a croissant right now.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. No, he was kidding. Prank. No, they're like pretty like
American.
Pretty American, like it. Aggressive rock. They're from the same town as Bruce Springsteen.
Which wow.
Which is like kind of how they like, partially kind of how they got on the map, because like he also has that like, kind of like a raspy voice. Not raspy, like yeah. It's kind of gruff.
Sure.
And
so I guess it's like a Jersey band then.
Yeah.
I didn't. I'm a bad New Jerseyan for not even knowing Gaslight Anthem was a New Jersey band.
Yeah, no, they're real good though.
Wow. All right.
But yeah, so that's that.
Cool. All right, I'm gonna play. I was watching, like I don't know why I was watching a lot of like bands perform on like Letterman and stuff. Because sometimes bands get like pretty big after like a good performance, and like I just like came across Beastie Boys playing Sabotage. And it was just, like, the coolest thing ever. Mm-hmm. So, like, I just wanted to... I just, like, that reminded me how good the song, like, Sabotage is. And it was cool that, like, they're rappers, but they ended up just, like... Mm-hmm. You know, they play the instruments and everything. Yeah. And they did everything.
Like how Lil Wayne was rapper first and then became a rock star.
Yeah, and that, like, that album following Carter 3 was easily his best one. Because, like, he's a rock star in that one.
That's correct.
Yeah. Did he do everything? Is he just the guitar?
I have no idea.
It was like Kid Cudi when he decided to be a rock star. It just... Yeah. That always worked out, you know?
Yeah, they both should have been divorced. Anyway.
So,
what are you listening to now? Oh, yeah.
Sabotage.
You know.
That was almost as good as Eminem's new album we were just talking about, that hit song, but whatever. All right. What do you want to play?
Let me think. Sorry, I took my mouth away from the microphone. All right.
They can't hear you think out loud.
I mean, you know what it is. Here we go.
I don't know what it is.
This is Young Thug and Elton John.
I mean, real music now.
That's correct.
Yeah.
This is called Rock 'Em Out on YouTube, but it's called High in real life. Just got actually released on Spotify.
Oh.
So, here we go. You guys can't see me, but I'll be doing the robot throughout this whole thing.
Train. If she won't bang, you let her bang. He said he bleeding with a stain. My bitch at the top of food chains. They local, I don't even know the name. I've been fresh since a kid, ain't never playing. I just picked up a back in Rotterdam. I'ma whip out the Mac and pop your brain. I do what I want and shout it can't. I do what I feel and shout it can't. I'm digging, I digging, shout it lame. And all of the bitch from Maine way to Spain. All I got is some chicken for the thots. I take on like a plane. I'm gonna be. Like a rocket man, yeah, like a rocket man, yeah. Something. I bought that mad stumbling. I stumble up on a mill. I stumble up on a million five. I spent a fortune on them double seals. If I tell you the numbers, you probably cry. If I tell you you're faking, you probably die. These days, if he say that he hit, then he probably lie. If you say you got wings and some fish, then you probably fry.
That's deep.
Got my carrots out of Bunny Clyde. She let me back in like she never cried. She let me back in like I never lied. I look like a cat with 11 lives. I really kiss you, can ask a fly. I'm steady chasing like I'm never tired. I'm living scary like 100 highs. La mama says he ain't got butterflies. Yeah.
I'm a rocket man.
I'm a rocket man.
Thank you, Clean Rap Addict, for that beautiful, clean version. And quick time, honestly, because like I was looking up some songs that I got into recently, like the new Brockhampton album, and there's just no clean versions online. Mm-hmm. So for someone to do that, Clean Rap Addict, pristine, A1, he gets onto it real quick.
That's true.
Well, anyway.
Mm-hmm. So should we talk current events, Pierce?
It's kind of a bummer.
Kind of a crummy day outside.
Yeah, so it fits the mood.
Yeah. How was your homecoming?
It was good. I was with you for most of it. No, I wasn't.
Yeah.
But I was, like, at the same places as you.
That's true.
How about you?
It was pretty good. I don't know. I feel like stuff was getting shut down pretty quick. I think that was kind of like a snowball effect once TTD got shut down for reasons that
there's like, you know,
won't mention.
They're like out every house party. There's probably kids breaking their ankles now. So
yeah, you know what it is.
I just gave away the reasons.
Yeah. I mean, all the ones that I'm at, I'm breaking kids' ankles, if you know what I'm saying. But
that's true. You were playing basketball.
That's true.
At Carmel.
Anyway. Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
These are the current events. Like when you said current events, is what you meant, like current events?
Yeah. Well, the most important current event is it's my birthday tomorrow. So.
That's true.
So.
Yeah. Do you think Kavanaugh is gonna get like approved tomorrow on your birthday? Like a nice, good birthday present for you.
Yep. That's what I want. That's what I want.
Yeah. And Yandy maybe will also be released, and every song is just gonna be about Kavanaugh. And, and you're like, oh boy, what a good day.
Yeah. Oh man. I don't even want to hear Yandy, honestly.
Well, after all that stuff was happening, and like, you know, he was involved with so many albums this year. Mm-hmm. I wasn't like, oh, I'm not gonna listen to his stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I'll still listen.
But now, like, I don't know. I honestly, like, I'm so not interested in listening to his new album. Like, that Lil Pump song's stupid.
Okay, well, that song's like kind of dope.
It's
like extremely stupid, but like,
I'm gonna, I'm playing the next song. Are you okay with that? I already typed it in, which means you can't take it back.
I'm just adding a different song to the playlist.
Oh, okay. Well, the next song I'm gonna play, this boy, his name is Pablo, and he goes by Boy Pablo. And he's a little Norwegian kid.
Alrighty.
And he's like, he's probably older now, but when he wrote this, I think he was like 18, and he did it all by himself.
Wow.
And it's cool because his name is Pablo, but he's Norwegian, and he's got a Norwegian accent, and he just makes some like lo-fi chill music. The song is called Every Time, and he's very goofy live. It's just fun to watch. So I saw this music video and I was like just laughing. There's like a camera, 200 feet away. Filming them by like a dock, but it's really sunny, and they're like staring up at the camera trying to lip sync the song, and like they just can't see where the camera is, and it's just so stupid. So this is Every Time by Boy Pablo. Avery went to the bathroom, so I'm just gonna play a song while he's in the bathroom. wonder if he can hear me right now because the speakers are usually on in the hallway. This is a song that our friend Fabio showed me this weekend. It's called Ash and Sand by a band called Merc. And it's pretty cool. Some synths. Very low key. Did not know they existed at all. And I didn't know the song at all. But I'm definitely going to check out the rest of their stuff. Hope you enjoy. Merc. Song's called Ash and Sound. Pretty cool song, a lot of synths going on in the and then it kind of just like explodes with some cool electric guitar and some drums, and it's a cool song. I liked it a lot. Avery's still in the bathroom, man, so I'm gonna keep playing songs that I chose. Well, I think I hear him. Oh, he's running in. Look at that. All right, well, you're lucky. I was about to play a Denzel Curry song that you would have been in the bathroom for. I don't even think you deserve a song right now. I feel like I should just play my final song. And then
I was reading all the messages that people write in the bathroom.
I didn't turn your mic on.
I was reading all the messages that people write in the bathroom.
Yeah.
I think my favorite thing is people who write like really political messages in the WMFO bathroom.
Yeah.
It's super funny. I don't know what's more funny, the people who write like really radical, like really radical left ones, the people who write like super like normal, like hashtag resist. Either way, I'm not.
While you're pooping, you're just like, yeah, it's a good idea.
Yeah, I'm gonna get it. I'm not really sure what they're going for, but
do you think that everyone that goes into the WMFO bathroom already has that ideology or is like aware of it? Is that why you think it's funny, or is it just funny that it's in a bathroom?
And also, just like, I don't really know, understand the point.
Okay. Why? You know, the ceilings are funny. Mind over bladder.
Well, yeah.
Strictly 80s Joel.
Yeah, shout out to Strictly 80s Joel.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. All right. Anyway, we were just talking about him before that last song, and this is a different Pablo. Here we go.
We spy had told who was the only one.
Uh-oh.
But it's too late. It's too late.
You sweater, and I ain't talking about a Cool J. You a big L, and I ain't talking about Cool J. See me at the airport, at least 20 Louis. Treat me like the prince, and it's my sweet brother, don't say. Groupies say I'm too choosy. Take him to the show and talk all through the movies. Tell she want diamonds, I took her to Ruby Tuesdays. If we up at Fridays, I still have it my way. Gone.
We strive at home.
Gone.
I ride on chrome.
Y'all don't want no pride from me. What you rappers could get is a job for me. Maybe you could be my intern. An intern, I'll show you how I cook up summer in the winter. Aaron love the raw dog, when will he learn? Caught something on the Usher tour, he had to let it burn. Plus he already got three churn. Arguing over babysitters like, it's your turn. Damn, yay, it'd be stupid to ditch you. Even your superficial raps is super official. Rock pastel with Gucci on. With TVs in the ride, though a movie. On. Said he couldn't rap, now he at the top with Doobie Long. Cause the dookie's on any song that they do me on. Gone.
We strive at home. I ride on chrome.
We strive at home.
Killer, I ride on chrome.
Knock, knock, who's there?
Killer Cam.
Killer who?
Killer Cam.
Hustler, grinder, gorilla, true.
Up my chinchilla, bloop.
You ever dealt with a dealer? Well, here's the deal, ma. We going to the dealer, boo.
No concealing, no ceiling. I don't need a roof.
Act up, get out. I don't need you. Poof, poof.
We going damn tough luck, dag, but dag.
Still doing puff, puff, pass.
Pull the truck up fast, and I tell him,
hey,
back in a touched up jag,
jag.
Young niggas won't get in cam cerebellum.
Bell,
old man just going to
tell him.
Then I see how you're going to react when I'm
gone.
My last girl want me back, then I'm on. Fine, stay, you got the grind, hey. Came back, read what the sign say. Yes, I know you want to see my demise.
Know
the church boy acting like a thief in disguise. Ain't even my size, see the greed in my eyes. Acts happy, I hustle, walk to the shy. And that ain't even a lie, please believe me. Gave Weezy a piece of the pie. You can ask Georgia, Regina,
Gina,
whole west side, I explore with the Beamer now.
We strive at home, I ride on chrome. Listen, homeboy, move on, that's your best bet, why is that cause?
Yeah. I've been pouring out some liquor for the fact that my pal's gone. And trying to help his mama with the fact that her child's gone. And since we used the bubble like a tub full of cow gone, guess it's only right that I should help her from now on. But since they got a foul on, what could have gone wrong? Now they ask the cons, how long has this gone on? And maybe all this money might have gone to my head. Cause it got me thinking money might have gone to the Fed. So I ain't going to the dread, but he had gone up to bed. And when I came the next morning, he was growing my bread. And with that being said, I had gone my instincts and going to the spots where they go to get mixed drinks. But looking back now, I should've gone to the crib and ran it going with the wind. Cause I'd have gone to my tent, but I ain't going with my friend. And we had gone to the bar and heard it talk. So I ain't gone to the car. And now the judge is telling me that I ain't gone too far. And I've been gone for 20 years doing time behind bars. And since I've gone to a cell for some petty crimes, I guess I've gone to the well one too many times. Cause I'm gone.
We'll be right back.
time's years out. So the powers that be won't let me get my ideas out. And that make me wanna get my advance out and move to Oklahoma and just live in my aunt's house. Yeah, I romance the thought of leaving it all behind. Kanye, step away from the limelight, like when I was on the grind in the 1999. Before model chicks was bending over, or dealerships asked me Benz or Rover. Man, if I could just get one beat on Hover, we could get up off the sheep sofa. What the summer of the shy got to offer a 18-year-old? Sell drugs to get a job, you gotta play Euro. My dog worked at Taco Bell, hooked us up plural. Fired a week later, the manager count the churros. Sometimes I can't believe it when I look up in the mirror. How we out in Europe, spending euros. They claim you never know what you got till it's gone. I know I got it, I don't know what y'all own. I'ma open up a store for aspiring MCs. Won't sell them no dream, but the inspiration is free. But if they ever flip sides like Anakin, you will sell everything, including the mannequin. They got a new, now you Jennifer Aniston. Hold on, I handle it. Don't start panicking, stay calm. Shorty's at the door, cause they need more inspiration for their life, they souls, and they songs. They said, sorry, Mr. West is gone.
Nice. It's a good gem from Late Registration.
I agree.
Do you think Kanye approves of that?
Yeah, I don't know. That's interesting. You wanna read out that wall graffiti?
Yeah, sure. You should put the mic closer to your. I feel like they can't hear you that well. Nice.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the wall right now. It says "Free Cosby."
Yeah.
That didn't age well, nor I don't think it was good in the first place.
Yeah, I don't think it was born well.
I don't think it was written properly.
Yeah.
Right. I wonder if it was written like way before that even happened, and like just randomly they wrote "Free Cosby."
That seems super unlikely.
And then they just like really unfortunate, and they're like, "Oh damn, I don't know." So. Well.
Anyway.
We should cross that out.
I would say that's probably a cold take. Yeah, I don't know.
Like, also, at one point it was lukewarm, maybe. I don't know how it got on there, considering just the stuff we were talking about in the bathroom and, like, you know.
Yeah, but,
well, anyway.
It is what it is. Anyway, you guys like rap? Here's Denzel Curry.
With JPEG Mafia.
Slide off in a hope it's a closed casket. My presence alone can exterminate masses. tongue speech bells cause blazing rashes. Like, who gonna go and betray the beast? Like, who gonna go and start war with me? Like, who gonna go and betray the Z? Godzilla, hard to go start a feast. It's a war tour, sub, five stars in a routine. Hut in the bottom of my hell, I clutch. Hands covered in blood and rust. No kids ain't my soul. Drop that damn ass, we'll roll. We'll drop the corpse in the cold. War tour, go sick to the cold. Ain't now I'm muddy, booted.
Great album. Did you listen to the Taboo?
Yeah, I did.
Did you like it?
I liked like the first half of it.
Nice.
And then I wasn't sure about the second half.
You know, there's three parts, so
I just split it into two.
Okay, well, you didn't listen to it properly then,
anyway.
Avery. Okay.
Anyway, you guys think I can fit this mic in my mouth?
No.
Well, agree to disagree, but I can't show you guys.
That's how we're gonna end the show.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll let Green Day play us out.
Yeah. First though, you've been listening to Bork Masters.
You know what it is.
On 91.5 at WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is a song by Green Day off of
Dookie
from 94. That's so crazy that it was that old.
Yeah.
It's like the last year of grunge, and then obviously it was going to end because Dookie came out.
Yeah.
More specifically, She by Dookie.
No, by Green Day.
Dookie by Green Day. On the album She. No, it's She by Dookie. No, Green Day.
Opportunity is everywhere. Like here. And here.